Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Abba, Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Good morning. Oh, hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And I also give thanks to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob for you this morning, whom the Holy Spirit has caught you and directed you to tune in this morning. For the Bible tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. The Bible says many shall seek to enter there into his rest, but only a few shall find it. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, we give thanks to him this morning for what an awesome, wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus, in that secret place, that hiding place. Oh, the wicked one is looking for us, but he can't find us. Sons and daughters, they are riding around trying to do as much evil, but they're unable to perform it. They are unable to perform it because if God be for you, oh, hallelujah, then who can be against you? Oh, they're trying to do you much evil, trying to worry us, but that's all right. I heard a preacher one time on the radio, I don't want to try to steal no man's saying, I heard a preacher say one time, when the devil is messing, then God is blessing. Oh, hallelujah. And we as the bride of Christ know for certain that the devil is messing. But hallelujah, oh yes, Lord, that God is blessing. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be a member of the family and the household of God. For Jesus Christ, our hope of glory, is about to strut his stuff all over the land. The whole world is about to know that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I love my job. And as many of you know, this ministry here, we We don't ask anyone for any donations, nor do we request anyone to buy any CDs. But we do ask that you examine yourselves and see if you be in the faith. Oh, hallelujah. I love my job. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And speaking of my job, let me get to work. And as usual, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again to bring you out of darkness into that glorious light of the gospel. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Today, he will be speaking to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you have your Bibles, you can follow along. If you don't, just follow along. Oh, hallelujah. The 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it tells us, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Oh, hallelujah. You see, the testimony of God. You know, this was not Paul's testimony of God, but God's testimony of himself, namely the cross. I determined, in other words, Paul said, I decided. The implication is that Paul gave careful thought to his approach and resolved to lay aside any other preaching or teaching other than Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul's message and method reflected divine wisdom. Oh, and God, all right. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And verse 3 tells us, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words as man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Verse 6 tells us, "And howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught." Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You see, perfect in verse 6 refers to spiritually mature. Paul cannot resist the use of letting them understand that that's man's wisdom and that's God's wisdom. But man's wisdom will come to naught, but God's wisdom will stand. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 7, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom that God ordained before the world unto our glory." In a mystery, by a mystery, in the form of a mystery, hidden in a mystery. Mystery refers to some work or purpose of God, unrevealed until now. In this case, its reference is to the hidden wisdom which God ordained unto our glory, Jesus Christ inside of us, the hope of glory. The purpose of God concerning our salvation was designed by God from all eternity, from the beginning of time, and is directed toward the everlasting glory that believers enjoy in his presence. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Well, let's run back right quick to Romans, the 16th chapter. The 25th and the 26th verse, oh, thank you, Jesus. And the word of God says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. But now, oh, hallelujah, but now, you see, if this is a mystery that was hidden. You see, God has his laws. They are set up just as man's law. See, man has his law, but man's law, sometimes if you are a rich man, you can get around man's law. But with God's law, there's no getting around it. One of God's laws is gravity. You see, gravity, if one was to go down to the courthouse, take a leap of faith off the courthouse building, gravity would not listen to your arguments. Gravity will act the same on you, whether you black, white, rich, or poor. Gravity will act the same because it's a law. Just like the law of sin and death. It doesn't matter if you try to argue with the law of sin and death and said, I didn't hear the gospel of the kingdom. I didn't understand it. The law of sin and death doesn't care. It's a law. This is why we must preach this glorious gospel of the kingdom. Because if you don't get in where you fit in, then you will wind up to a place where you don't want to go. Oh, bless his holy name. But the Bible tells us, but now it is made manifested by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandments of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8 tells us, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see, if the devil had known that in crucifying Jesus Christ, that this was God's plan all along. If he had known that, you know, when I crucify this man, then what's going to happen? In his divine nature of the Holy Spirit, he's going to be able to enter into me and you 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 and everyone that's in this one faith, and he will lead them out of darkness into his marvelous light. If the devil had known this, then they would have left Jesus alone. He'd have been walking around in Walmart today with us. He never could have died because he was holy without sin. Therefore, he would have been living today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. Verse 9 tells us, but as it is written, I have not seen nor heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. You see, these things, that this mystery, this gospel of the kingdom, this is the wisdom of God, and it is revealed to believers by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that brought this truth to us, that we understand this truth. Otherwise, it would be hidden. Verse 11 tells us, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. You see, the Apostle Paul here deals, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul here deals with three vital doctrines. In verse 10, he touches on the doctrine of revelation. The truth Paul is talking about is contained in the record God has given us, the Bible. This is the eternal and unchanging truth of God.